69, 215, 110. I'm going down Highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down Highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down Highway 110 listening to a podcast in my big old pickup truck.
Hey, it's Stiefer, and welcome to another episode of the 110 Podcast, a podcast where I talk about one song in 10 minutes. This week, I'm featuring Bad Decisions by Bobbo Burns. I've seen Bobbo 3 times at Writer's Round. He's been on my radar for a while, but you guys know sometimes I get lost in curating the playlist and just trying to keep with a theme or break it up like week to week. I don't know. Sometimes I lose artists, okay? But the last time that I saw Bobbo was at Laguna Beer Company when we were featuring at Writer's Round together. Shout out to Laguna Beer Company. Friggin' delish tacos, okay? I'm just saying. There's several taco mentions in this episode. But anyways, so yeah. Saw Bobbo and I was like, dude, I just have to reach out and I have to have him on the podcast. So here we are. Episode 154, and I am featuring Bad Decisions by Bobbo Burns. So we're gonna play a clip from Bobbo. Yay! Where's my clip? Yay! 4 clips. I love clips. I appreciate clips. Thank you so much. And then we're gonna play a clip of Bad Decisions.
Hey, Deefer. Thanks for having me. I'm really flattered that you want to talk about my song. What the hell's the song called? Oh, yeah, Bad Decisions. It's just really sweet. I appreciate that. I can tell you that I've had a lifetime of bad decisions, and writing a song about it didn't seem like that much of a stretch. But I'd not ever really thought about writing a song like this until I saw Rhett Miller performing. Rhett Miller, of course, being from the band Old 97s, and he just had a whole bunch of songs about bad decisions. And it inspired me, you know, I came home and started working on a song and it came out, you know. It's, you know, right in the folk tradition of E minor, C, G, and D. Can't go wrong there, right? When it came time to record it, I had a manager at the time who was sort of pushing it for it to be a little more rock and less, he was saying it was sounding too sea shanty. I don't know, I kind of like the sea shantiness of it, and when we turned it more rock, it seemed to social distortion sea shanty, if that even makes sense. But the chords sort of, to me, felt a little bit like a Warren Zevon song, Splendid Isolation, and where his is... And it was sort of the 4-4 sort of standard of that. And I thought putting it in the 6-8 time made it swing a little bit more. It sounds a little jaunty, you know? Maybe jaunty? I can tell you that it's all a true story. I don't remember what the girl's name was, but Bella seemed like a good enough name for her. I can say that the woman that asked me out and tried to convince me to go to church with her, her name was Faith. I don't remember her last name or anything like that, but I remember she came up to me after class when I was in college and asked me out, and I was sort of just dumbfounded by the fact that somebody was talking to me after class. And at the end, it's a story about my wife, and then the last verse, you know, is I sort of leave out some of the details of how I got to where I was, but I had dropped acid and then gone to a Tony Robbins seminar in Toronto, Canada, and then decided to hitchhike home to Boston. And I think that's probably more information than you need to know about any of that. And I was playing it at home, and Tracy's like, and we'll get a cat or two, and we'll put him in our Subaru, and all that, you know, really happened, you know, because that's how we did Drive West originally. And That was Tracy's contribution to the song. I am her bad decision. What a legacy. That's good. Thank you so much for asking for this. This is really sweet, and I appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
Bella was a witch who studied my palm and said these crystals will not help you. You thrive in chaos. Time has no meaning. You've probably killed a watch or two. And I said, I want to make some bad decisions. Some bad decisions with you. I want to make some bad decisions. Come on, let's get a tattoo. Fate made a date for a Sunday morning. Drove me to a hotel. I met her church group and her boyfriend, and I the infidel. And I said, I wanna make some bad decisions, some bad decisions with you. I wanna make some bad decisions. What would Jesus do? Say that wisdom comes from experience, and you know the rest. Experience comes from bad decisions, and I'm putting that to the test.
So I think I'm a lyrics person, and when I've seen Babo, I love his storytelling before the songs and like during the songs. Obviously, like in his songs, he has some storytelling going on. There's a bit of dark humor that I love. If you guys know and you've been listening, I love a funny song. I love a tongue-in-cheek song. I love a song with a twist. And I think Babo's music has a little bit of all of that. So that's why I really dig it. He's also a great performer. The last time I saw him, like I said, I saw him 3 times. And when I was like set on having him on, it was Laguna. But then I saw him again and he just happened to be featuring when we went to Poor Company in Fullerton again. Delish fish tacos. Okay. He is a great performer. He had his pedal board that day. He was looping. He was yelling into his guitar. And it was a good time, dude. Like, so I definitely recommend you guys go check out Babo and Poor Company. Check out Bad Decisions. It's off his 2024 album, self-titled. And if you want to check out Chasing Rock and Roll, that's off his Sea Green No. 5 album. But you should check out all 7 of his albums. He has a bit of a catalog, but I think they're great. And I think they each have like a theme to them. They're not like all over the place, but they're still very similar. Like they're connected. I don't know if that makes sense, but yeah, I dug them. You can follow Babo on Instagram. It's Babo Burns. That's Babo, B-O-B-B-O underscore Burns, B-Y-R-N-E-S. You can follow me at D for Music, D-E-E-F-U-R Music on Instagram. Bad Decisions will be added to the Expand Your Playlist /110 podcast playlist, where you can find most of the songs that I've ever featured on this podcast. Thank you for listening. I hope you listen next time to check out a small band or artist. Say hi to your dad for me. Bye.